Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, September 22, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
State Roundup. Moore gets warning from Trump on key bridge costs, day practices. Local media weigh in on Kimmel suspension. BWI contract employees protest safety concerns. The Trump administration warned Maryland Governor Wes Moore about concerns over the budget and unconstitutional DEI practices for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. BWI Marshall Airport service workers filed a complaint citing exposure to human waste and heat stress. Local media giant Sinclair says ABC's suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live is not enough. Lawmakers demand accountability from Governor Moore amid troubling audits. Moore announces an apprenticeship plan to address teacher shortage. Maryland joins a multi-state coalition to counter Trump's vaccine policies. Governor Moore and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin find common ground. Maryland's internet policy example is debated in Maine. Legislation to reduce Baltimore housing costs moves forward. Community questions MCPS ICE protocols. Patrick Vincenti joins Harford co-executive race. Repetter McLean Delaney focuses on protecting farmers and battling cuts to food and healthcare. Maryland lawmakers see Kimmel suspension as threat to free speech. Maryland lawmakers, including Repetter Johnny Olszewski and Repetter Jamie Raskin, have criticized ABC's suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live as a threat to free speech. They argue that such actions represent censorship and an attack on freedom of the press. In response, Senator Chris Van Hollen and other Democrats have introduced the No Political Enemies Act to protect freedom of speech. President Trump and FCC Chairman Brendan Carr have expressed support for ABC's decision, prompting concerns about potential censorship of critical voices. Democratic lawmakers warn against selective enforcement of policies for political purposes, emphasizing the importance of defending free speech in America. Maryland's federal job losses climbed to 15,100, the most in the nation. Maryland has seen a significant increase in federal job losses, with 15,100 positions eliminated since January, the highest in the nation. The state lost another 2,500 federal jobs in August alone, continuing a trend that began when President Donald Trump took office. The state's economy heavily relies on the federal workforce, with 269,000 Maryland residents employed by the government in 2023. Many former workers are struggling to find new jobs due to their extensive experience, facing potential pay cuts or retraining programs. The trend is expected to continue, with more job losses anticipated in the coming months as part of efforts to reduce the federal workforce. HWPL World Peace Summit highlights global momentum for peace initiatives. Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, HWPL, recently hosted the 11th HWPL World Peace Summit in Cheongju, South Korea, bringing together 800 global leaders to showcase achievements and vision for peace. The summit highlighted progress in international law, with the declaration of peace and cessation of war gaining support, peace education being integrated into school curricula in Zambia and Mongolia, and the launch of the Solidarity of Religions Peace Committee. HWPL Chairman Lee Man-hee emphasized global cooperation for peace, while former Croatian President Ivo Josipovic stressed the importance of banning war. The summit also discussed Korean reunification and noted a rapid increase in HWPL's global membership, now exceeding 580,000. Satellite events in 78 cities worldwide will continue through October, engaging over 15,000 leaders in peacebuilding discussions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.